This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, a company had to pay a woman $40,000.
What?
Because a coworker compared her to Darth Vader. Now, I don't know if it's...
What?
It's the breathing of Darth Vader. That's
oh, no. Did she have cop D?
Well, sis, so this happened in England, and she just won this huge settlement after one of her coworkers compared her to Mr. Vader, and Lorna Rook.
I've compared Fatboy to Big Van Vader before. Should he sue?
Yes.
I'm going to.
He is litigious, you know.
Leon Whiteboy.
I'm going to call Rob. Rob, do we have a suit?
So
I know it's conflict of interest, but come on.
He actually helped me with some suit question the other day. I said, I need to go get a new suit for the funeral, but non-tailored.
Good. I meant to tell you that. You look very handsome that day. Uh-oh. It wouldn't have been appropriate if I would have said
I know.
That.
I was like, I want to take like some group pictures right now because I look very good. But I was like, that's not the time.
Yeah, no. It would have sounded really creepy if I would have said, oh, you look good, Matt.
I did take a selfie but it was this older lady that I knew from my childhood. She's like, can I take a picture with you? Not in a, just because she knew from my childhood.
I'm sorry for your loss, but you look hot.
I told her the meet and greet was after the graveyard service.
Oh. What if the picture was like, well, I don't want to say that.
Never mind. Doing the two fingers in the tongue.
Well, she was bent over like in front of you like they do those pictures sometimes.
Oh, no.
Paige would do the two fingers in the tongue telling you how good you look in your suit.
She was doing that in the picture I posted of the Sprite bottle. She's in the background. That. Doing the two fingers in the tongue.
She do the Lex Luger too. She make him jump.
It's so gross.
Oh. Narcissus.
You think
wearing,
this is gross?
Like, she's wearing black Adidas all the time?
Look.
No, God. It's not. I don't even have parts that would like appeal to, and that's hot.
Look how she got into it. First off, are these...
Can I make it a boomerang for damn YouTube?
Are these the legs? Is that what that is?
It's so gross.
I don't know if those are the legs or something else.
To me, that was always an action, such as this.
Oh, okay. So these aren't the legs.
It's like I should do that when I'm driving by people.
Yes. Do this one too.
Can
like
you
the
do it
circle?
With one hand on the wheel? Because if you got to use your driving hand to do it, you're going to accidentally like lick your steering wheel. And that's probably like got germs all over it. Everybody.
Like, now hang on a second. She does it like it's kind of hot when she's doing it, but I feel like if she kept doing it, it would look kind of like she just left
would
the
probably
dentist.
Tell you to pick up your pace a little bit since you're doing it so slow.
Like she got gassed. You got to do the circle in the tongue. Aww.
Like it's like there's two fingers by Punxsutawney Phil's little hole, and he's like sticking his head out and popping it back in.
All right, do it again. Let's get like a little review.
Can I video this for real?
No.
Do what you were just doing.
Oh, March, you won't let me do it. I try to get more videos, Mark.
Which way you want me to do it? The slow way?
Just the way you were doing it. Okay, first off.
Can I please?
No.
Come on.
She's got the whole hand up there.
We'll all do it. We just do you first.
Because that's going to end up, that's not appropriate.
She doesn't use the two fingers, she uses the whole hand.
Please, Paige, do it for the hardworking men and lesbians. There we go.
That's so bad.
Now do the Spocker. Well, no.
She's doing the shocker with her, where's the tongue going?
She's going to do the minivan.
There ain't nothing there between the fingers.
You see how she puts the whole hand up there?
She does, and like she—that's her ring finger too.
I'm trying to do it fast. I'm
gonna take a ring off when you start doing this. You're gonna lose your tulip.
I've never done that before.
She's kind of cross-eyed when she does it.
I just do it to mess with him because he just.
You mean to see me act like a lesbian undertaker?
She sat straight up and did it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the story. So, this is what happened with. Lorna, she was working as a supervisor at a blood donation center back in 2021 when a handful of people on her team took an online personality test just for fun, and it's one of the Myers-Briggs tests, which is like, you know.
Any relation, Fabulous?
It had a Star Wars theme.
Is that a step above BuzzFeed?
Myers-Briggs is like if you're an introvert, empath.
I thought that was called a horse shack.
So this was a Star Wars theme and the type of jokey thing that you might see on BuzzFeed. What it was supposed to tell you which Star Wars character you were, and she was on the phone and wasn't around.
We're working on that 55 number. We're getting it up.
One of the coworkers answered the questions for her and announced that to everyone that Lorna had a Vader-like personality, and that didn't sit well with her. So.
What are you guys doing for lunch?
It's girls' night this weekend at Camp Cougar. Who's coming?
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so.
Lorna, your father is on the phone.
By the way, I'm not your father. That was a Pizza Hut commercial.
So the test actually spun it in a good way. It said being a Darth Vader meant you were very focused individual who could bring the teams together.
I just did it, Paige. You know what? This guy over here turned out, he's Boba Fett. He is. I just looked it up. God. He's Boba Fett.
I was about to say, at least they didn't tell her she looked like Jabba the Hutt.
After my latest visit to the bathroom, you can call me Duke Skywalker. You know what I'm saying?
So Lorna said it made her feel unpopular at work, and she quit the next month and filed a lawsuit. And the judge just heard the case and basically ruled that it created a hostile work environment.
I'm C-3 pissed off.
They just awarded her $40,000 for that. So,
God. So they obviously told her not to come back, right?
No, like, she quit. She felt bad. She felt like she
was banished her to another factory far, far away.
She did like, you know, George Costanza and just go back to work now like you never quit.
Dude, is this some residual of May the 4th be with you? For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
20,000.
Yeah. Boom.
She's all...
He's like on March the 14th. Like, people that are well-read and went to school... Get what Pi Day is?
Yep.
Women in Asheville lose their mind.
Yeah, they love
They're disappointed when they understand it's 3.14.
The smell of roast beef, cigarettes, and patchouli.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah. I like patchouli, but not the other. All right, so I have some sad news for a guy that we've known for many years. You want to hear it? Three Doors Down had to cancel their summer tour because singer Brad Arnold has stage 4 kidney cancer. And he's the nicest guy, I have to say.
I will very much agree with that.
He's just every time.
A bunch of them, and what a go out of his way. Yeah,
just a nice guy.
He's one of the good ones, man.
He sings well.
A little cross-eyed kind of.
Has
cool.
a great attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it spread throughout his lungs, right? Metastasized.
Now, I'm trying to think, was he one of the bands at the, remember the concert that was rained out and some band played through?
No, that wasn't, that birthday bash you're thinking of. That was the one where I smoked marijuana with you.
You talking about the Ghost Show? When Ghost wasn't playing in the rain?
It's like 10 years ago.
Huh?
You talking about the Ghost Show where Ghost wasn't playing in the rain?
No, this was where poor Matt and I stayed out and watched Seether playing a thunderstorm, and then I was soaking wet. It was like the worst wet t-shirt contest.
And Power Man 5000 was going to be there.
Spider.
And Spider would not play because fear of electrocution. And the crowd was like booing him.
Yeah.
And like saying, your brother would be disappointed in you right now, Spider Zombie.
So Rob.
Because that was Rob Zombie's brother. But they wouldn't play out there in the thing. And then
Tantric.
What's the guy? Hervey?
Oh, gosh.
Hervé.
Hugo.
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 I knew it was a hurricane.
Hugo. He's
Luckily, I didn't call him Helene just then.
He's super sweet. I love him. Don't get me wrong.
He walked out into the grass pouring rain with a freaking electrical mic in his hand.
He might have been drunk.
You know what tequila does to me. It gets me naked. It's made me crazy. And he was like, he's passing it. I think it was tequila or was it Jack Daniels? I don't remember.
He might have peed in that cup.
But I said, Hugo, how much did you have to drink? Yes. And I looked at the bottle. I go, you be careful walking up there because you just might. It might not end well for you. And he did slip and fall. And after he
did,
I should have listened to you, he said.
Yeah.
But
dude, man, that was a fun night.
For the bands that went on. And remember somebody won.
Sorry that she's making this about her, Brad Arnold.
No, I'm not. Really, I'm not making it about me. I was going to say something.
No, please, go ahead. I'm messing.
Okay, one of our winners, I said, welcome to rock and roll. Now squeegee to the stage. So they did. They were great. They cleaned the stage. So by the time they went out, it was great. But Brad,
they play in the Elements, Three Doors Down, a lot.
They would have gone on. They're great guys.
And he's got kids. I mean, it doesn't matter if he does or doesn't. But like that sucks.
You're in our purse.
For real.
He's like 46, 47.
People that know AI, instead of using it to make Trump looked like Desmond Tutu or LeBron James looked like Ric Flair.
That was wild, wasn't it?
Let's figure out cancer.
I know.
The cancer answer. Oh, my God.
Some people, yes. It's funny you mention that because.
Because, dude, you know, like, let's not be stupid and in the dark anymore about it. Like, it exists. It's hidden. This is not a conspiracy. It's hidden because. Uh-huh. That's the biggest moneymaker for healthcare.
You should listen to Mel Gibson talk about this. Because he talks about...
Is half his face blue when he does it?
No. it's also not missing either.
Freedom.
He talks about the ivermectin and when it comes into that. And
oh, gosh. So...
there's a lot of truth in that, man.
Brad has stage 4 kidney cancer that spread to his lungs.
Man, I don't know if he... I watched the video. I don't remember him saying how he found out or how long, you know. Then obviously it was a big surprise. Because stage 4, I mean, that's...
But I thought it had been a little bit of time, though. Because, you know, like... And this is obviously only because of my own experiences with my dad. But, like, they can tell you all day that, you know, you're in remission, this, that, or the other. But that pain and all that you go through with radiation and...
Oh, yeah.
It's an extension of your life, but...
The quality of your life, you have to...
I would think I would always have it. Even though they would say remission, I'd be like, well, I got it, so I'm always going to... There's always that possibility.
I know.
But I guess it's your outlook, how you know.
I just think that, there is something out there to do it, and it's hidden from us. And it might be something like... That we're like, seriously, like something we're taking into our bodies, food-wise, health-wise, that we don't realize. Realize.
And there's nothing scarier than getting the diagnosis of cancer and having, because, you know, I've had many biopsies. I had one cancer removed, and I just am praying for him.
Well, you know the Dukes. They put it out there. Their daughter's going through it now. Ewing sarcoma is called. It's a tumor, which she's getting chemotherapy for. But, you know, a young girl in high school. It sucks. It just hits everybody, like, at different ages.
And I tell people the amazing things that modern medicine can do. Because my grandmother, she had lung cancer, and she lived 6 years past her initial diagnosis.
That's the other thing, too. Is like, you don't know... It's not an immediate death sentence when they give you, like, some kind of time window. Like, you just never know.
Well, they told us, and I remember, the breakdown, like, emotionally that I had when they're like, your dad probably has 5 years. And that went from 5 years to, oh, my God, well, at least we have that, to gone in a little bit over a year. And that was the thing where... I feel like they should never give you a time limit or say a prognostication of time. Estimate.
Because it's never correct.
No.
I mean, how would you know?
It's like false hope and I don't know.
You know, if I was a doctor, I'd give you...
Oh, Lord.
an ambiguous answer because I wouldn't want to. I would give you a hopeful answer.
Yeah,
and try to at least.
Like not, you with hey say, baby, my mom had a skin cancer in her leg that was so like cancer usually spreads.
Yeah, and because the lymph nodes, it's going to spread throughout your body.
It went from her, and this isn't obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, this isn't what killed her, but like she had, it goes straight to the bone, but they got it, but she was always missing, like she'd joke that like she got bit by a shark. Uh-huh. She would never wear dresses anymore, always wore pants because she thought about how bad it
was. Oh, they didn't graft it, any kind of skin graft or anything? Or
well, she they probably had to skin graft it because they cut it out. You'd have to put skin over it.
Yeah, they skin grafted.
I forgot Paige's damn doctor.
You'll have a fun little thing here. Well, she, imagine. I mean, she'd be a lady doctor for sure. Well, just because you're a woman.
I did have that part cut out on my back, which was grafted.
So they took skin from my mom's butt.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I mean, this like, you know. But even that, like, you know, it all contributes to the tail end of it or whatever. And it's like
hey, man, if you're going through it now, thoughts with you.
For real.
Chad, Micah Duke. Callie God Joe, everybody you. Else.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter the age. Like, I mean, obviously a young child, like what they're dealing with, especially a child that we knew like as a baby, you know, I mean, that's, but then you also think, well, what if it's somebody that you've been around even longer, like that kind of makes it right. It just sucks.
Yeah.
And you hear people say is there's, everybody knows how to cure cancer. Well, if they know, why won't they say it?
Well,
that's
know
what
that,
makes
we
me
know
mad.
Why, but I think instead of we, this is going to sound crass, and remember that I've lost a lot of people to it, so that's probably my point of view. But let's quit raising awareness. Let's find a company or a scientist or somebody and invest in them to figure it out instead of, we're aware. Yeah. We are aware.
Radiation is the best we're going to get, right? I guess that's pretty much decided, like, this is the treatment. And it works or it don't.
Or, if
or
you
it
have,
extends it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's all cells and why the cell is going to behave that way, and you may be predispositioned to get it, is there something more than we can do for people that might have precursors? Like if you have family members that have breast cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
That there needs to be more money for that study.
Like even, I'm not making a joke about this, but even like, and I'm sure tons of other people had it, but like I remember when Farrah Fawcett, like she passed away from
what a terrible way to die, colon cancer.
Yeah.
I thought it was specifically, I'm not making jokes.
Colorectal.
Colorectal, yeah. Gosh bless.
Yeah, that one's more of a popular one than people think.
Well, I don't think it's popular, but yes.
Well, that's
I mean,
why
yes.
you have a colonoscopy, fat boy. Because it is popular. So,
why are you pointing
yeah, like
at,
I'm over here
point
it
at
out
a man people. Saying he needs that?
No, every human being.
There's four of them pointing back, you need
needs
one.
Needs to have that. Well, it's because look at all the toxins that we eat all the time, and they... I don't want to get into that.
Well, no, but a lot of people eat out a lot.
They really do.
We do on a regular basis.
Whenever you get the opportunity.
Yeah.
It's always a fun time.
Especially if you see, like, the number 88. That means you're going back for seconds. Because you get eight twice, Paige.
Mm. Eat it. All right, well, Paige, that's your rice cuts.
How great was she made that joke in her name? It's like medieval ways of saying eat in past tense.
Pretty much.
I eat it fat.
Eat it.
All right, Paige, you're wonderful. Wonderful. We'll take a break, come back. We got birthdays or suckets, and we'll tell you about a huge Friday show. Good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Morning show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Not a battle. It's no. A co-presentation. We are now calling it the best damn audio buffet.
Man, I found one I couldn't stop listening to. I still don't believe it, but there are some women that say they didn't know they were pregnant.
It's true. Like,
I didn't realize I was pregnant. I mean, look. I'm not a woman. I don't know how you wouldn't know, but imagine finding out you're pregnant this way.
I had the worst stomach ache of my life. I figured it was just the corn dogs I had for lunch. But when I went to the bathroom to relieve myself, a hand came out of my...
Wow.
She thought it was a corn dog. It's a boy.
Out. She's spitting the bit that Mark Henry was
giving the hand. What's her name? Gosh.
Yeah, it was May, wasn't
May
it?
May Young gave birth to a hand on Wrestling Page
really?
In her 80s.
How in the world?
Yes.
The
sexual chocolate impregnated her.
She thought it was corn dog.
What was that like? Do you know what that's from, or is it from a talk show or something?
Yeah, it's from an episode of Murray.
Oh my God! But I could tell the way they were doing that dramatic music.
It was one of those crazy.
I thought it was a corn dog.
It was a hand.
God bless.
It was my hand grabbing for a corn dog.
Great, Daddy.
That is bizarre. I'm sorry. I just think it's strange.
God. All right.
Oh Lord.
Dementia is fun. Dementia is nothing to make fun of. I remember as a child, we were in the bank at American Federal on Wade Hampton Boulevard, and the woman in front of us, she was very old. I was young. She had hands of leather, turned to velvet in a touch. No, she was in front of us. This bank was right beside a McDonald's. She gets up to the teller window and ordered a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And I died laughing, and my daddy squeezed my shoulder real bad. She's like, Matthew, she might have Alzheimer's to quit laughing.
Alzheimer's is the best.
This is a woman who went to voice her concerns at a city council meeting. Problem is, it was the wrong city council meeting. Here it goes.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
It just are they rolling with it at all, or are they just kind of looking at each other?
The best part, it's one of those you can't download or share, so I have to figure out the way to get it shared or out or whatever. But there's an old man sitting behind her in the crowd. She's at the podium.
Did he help?
No, he's dying laughing at her. Oh. He's like head covered up, dying laughing at her
because
she's there for the right city, but the wrong meeting. They were there for some zoning things. She thought they were talking about the library.
You only get like 3 minutes, her. Right?
Right, yeah, you see the timer, so.
It's okay.
Yeah, she's just a little confused, but I also hate Facebook, and the library blocked my password because I was using it for OnlyFans.
Yep.
Oh, yes. You have that?
I am a creator.
I want
in the library. Oh, God.
I do foot pictures over in the bibliography.
You know how much money you're missing out on?
I need to do
I have the duty decimal
system.
Can we
do only... Can we have our own pages here? Or we get in trouble?
I have no clue.
Let me
spell somebody's name
on Wikipedia. What can we show? Because
let's bring this home, shall we?
Okay.
This should be the final, right?
No, we got one more.
Okay, you go then.
Okay, we'll switch. Yeah, because that makes sense.
Okay.
Because this is... Okay, so a good cup of coffee is ruined by this gentleman's dog.
Okay.
And he's going to tell you what the dog did to ruin his cup of coffee.
I have two guesses only.
And the dog is just being a dog, you know.
Actually, I'm going to go with my number two guess.
So the dog's in the back. He comes up to the front of the truck where the guy's sitting, and what this happens.
Look at where your is compared to my coffee cup, for sakes. Damn it, dog. Ugh, your is on my coffee cup, you prick.
His what?
His dog named Doug.
His gimmick is laying gimmick. Right over the slit of the coffee cup where you put your mouth. It's laying on it, and the dog's just looking out the windshield. And the guy goes to grab it. He realizes the dog's gimmick is laying over his coffee cup slit, and he loses his mind.
Well, what would you do? Would you drink the coffee, or would you throw it away?
I'm Paige Quinones.
What would you do?
Better hope he didn't hit a bump and splash.
Oh, no.
Burn that I'll little tallywhacker.
Burn the little gimmick.
I think it may take me a while to drink my coffee.
God. You want two shots of espresso? I got you.
He just throws it out the window.
Most of the trending challenges usually on TikTok find it ends up being something dangerous, like eating Tide Pods or punching a pregnant woman in the stomach, things such as that. It's for entertainment purposes, you shouldn't really do them. Although this one
dinosaur kick.
This is nothing new, but when you compile this together, and what I'm saying about, I want us to try to attempt this tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we'll need some supplies, is can you chug an entire Sprite and not burp? People say they can do it. They don't feel the burp, and then they start talking, and this happens.
Do it.
My tummy hurts.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. What do I do?
You did it. You can burp.
Most of these are women, by the way.
Sound like
that was a woman.
Sound like a damn wreck.
That was a woman.
Scary.
I like the guy goes,
so it sounded like they vomited.
They literally are like, I'm not getting anything off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Talking like a demon.
I love the Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, folks. It's time to say... Hey, I almost said, sometimes we get in here a little comfortable talking, yeah, and I just really just dropped almost a big old F-bomb.
Oh, no, just
then.
Did not.
Not the one you're thinking. It's time to say, hey, famous people. Uh-huh. Celebrating a birthday today on May the 8th. Happy birthday. Or...
Suck it.
No, you didn't seem a little timid on that suck it page.
We don't have a whole lot today, but we're gonna start on the older side of birthdays.
Oh, you're going out of order.
No, we're going in order.
Oh, they're just start off old.
Yeah, this gentleman's our first one. I can't believe he is this old. This is Julio's boy, Julio Jr.'s brother, Enrique Iglesias. Hola.
Is it a big one?
It is a big one.
I'm going to say 60 then.
I don't know about his birthday.
Nah.
You know what?
To all the girls I've loved before.
59.
God dang. For Enrique?
Well, I said 60. And you didn't g-dang me.
I think Julio is what? Maybe in his mid-70s?
No way. Julio Iglesias, I guarantee you, is mid-80s or
higher. Yeah.
All right, look him up and let me guess, because okay. I never get guess.
Julio...
Did I get the wrong Iglesias. One?
Yeah, it's the or... son, but you said...
Enrique, are you guessing dad? We're guessing Enrique, and not Julio Jr. I'm going to say 77 for senior.
Senior's 81.
Okay.
So I was a little short.
Little.
And it's conceivable that the son could be 60. But I'm going to say 50, though, the way you're acting now.
I'm going to say 49, then.
Oh, Enrique is 50 years old today.
Big 49, Paige. What are you doing over there?
Still wearing the beanie.
I'm a 49er right now. Uh-huh. What's up?
Hey.
That's Fat Bo Samuel over there.
I'm a commander now.
Oh, yeah. Skins. Dang it. He ain't a 49er no more, Debo.
Let's go with, we'll keep it going because I don't have the theme.
God, him and Jaden together. Wow.
Look, it was already.
That could be fierce.
It was already a potent offense. Plus, they drafted a left tackle and they already traded for Tunsil, another tackle.
Yeah.
Washington man's going to go back to play. They're going to be another deep playoff run.
Washington.
Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, I like her.
Little House on the Prairie.
Laura Ingalls Wisniewski.
I used to love that show as a child.
You remember what she said one time? Bigger than any role she ever played was becoming the president of SAG.
Yeah.
Yep. Who was she married to for years and years and years? It might still be.
Initials?
BB.
B.B. King.
No.
Brian Boitano.
Bruce Boxleitner.
Ah.
That other B.B. Famous actor. I never would have guessed that.
What? Really? Like Babylon and TV shows? TV movies of the week? God, everybody in the late 90s wore beanies because of Enrique. I drew a mole on my face with a Sharpie.
We've already guessed him.
I know, but he's still
having
playing.
Having problems.
So.
Oh, okay.
Song's still going.
Oh, okay.
This was also the theme song for the last season of Little House.
Melissa Gilbert, big one? Her birthday age?
No.
Is 72. That's too much. 67.
Oh, 62.
Melissa Gilbert's 61 years old.
So. Oh, my God.
We got a couple of footballers.
Shot callers, ballers.
Look up somebody, Melissa Gilbert, real quick. While you try to guess.
Melissa Gilbert.
Ronnie Lott's birthday.
Oh.
Oh.
Ronnie Lott.
Paige, if anyone knows this, you
I'm
should.
I'm not going to know that, but I'd say he's
you don't know
probably...
the CEO and creator of Big Lots, Ronnie Lott's?
No.
You don't know who that is?
Okay, I'm going to say probably.
His grandpa, Parking, invented how we put our cars when we go places.
64?
Oh, Melissa Gilbert's married to Timothy
Oddly
Busfield.
Enough, not related to the honorable Anderson Jockey Lotts. Not related at all. Ronnie Lott has got to be, this is a big one for him, I feel.
It's not. And we're talking about a guy who broke his finger in a game and kept playing.
Kept playing, got caught in a helmet. Oh, yep. What a man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Mighty good man.
60.
I said four.
Ronnie Lott, 66
years old today.
He always had a very attractive wife. Oh, remember those Pro-Line cards they would make with them and like their family? I was like, damn, your wife's hot. Michael Dean Perry, you could have done better now.
The whole pro sets. I had some Jerry Austin, some Bob McElwee.
Dude, that ref card. So much fun.
Jerome Boger.
Like, remember OJ was not in a uniform. He was wearing a Buffalo Bills like windbreaker. I was like, this is cool looking. Little did we know what was inside that windbreaker.
What was inside the breaker?
A knife.
Do you know that thing I sent you that somebody got autographs and put all the athletes' addresses on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah.
We got one for Coach Jim Mora, and he sent him back his card. He wrote playoffs, and he got playoffs? And he sent him his money back, and he signed his $10 bill. I'm like, you kind of just ruined it, but that's cool.
Dude, go look at eBay recent. Someone just paid is between $5,000 and $7,000 for a $1 bill signed by Trump that is PSA DNA slabbed. But I'm like, you literally just paid $5,000 to $7,000 times X what so it is.
They just held it up. And
it was that beautiful, big, huge Trump signature. It looks like it's a Richter scale with a, you know, the way it's.
You feel like he would know the value. Now, Trump will take a picture with anybody. He'll pose for a picture. So, but you would think he'd know the value of a signature, right? I feel like he wouldn't sign a whole lot of stuff.
He loves it. I mean, look at the freaking proclamations and bills and stuff. When he signs it, it's in a new folder. I know they always are, but he's big old huge. The way he writes, it's not even a regular size Sharpie. It's like he writes like
big.
He's holding it with the end of his fingers. Who are we guessing?
We're on to a new one now.
Oh, I see.
This coach won a Super Bowl with
Jim Mora.
No, he won a Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He played
Bill Cowher.
Yeah, it is Bill Cowher. Played college at NC State. One of his daughters played at Wofford.
Football? I forget
which one? Basketball.
Oh. Well, yeah, come on, they can play now, you know.
Yeah.
William Cowher.
Bill Cowher is 74.
75.
Bill Cowher 68 years old today.
Good Lord.
Still looks great too. He took over.
He still got the big staff.
Chuck Knoll, right? He was.
Yeah.
He got hired after Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll either left to go to Seattle or came there from.
Because. He was like the third coach in like a span of 30 years or something.
88, 89, around there. Yeah. Wow.
Huh. Well, I got some more music for your ass.
For your ass.
Let's do this one.
You
going to guess?
Steve Perry.
Nope.
Am I the right band?
Nope. Oh. You saw him before. Yeah, maybe you missed this song. You saw him in Charlotte.
I'm telling you, write my book. You remember my life better than I do. Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, or David Lee Roth.
Nope.
Eddie Van Halen's dead.
Rest in peace.
Wolfgang.
Nope.
Vattery Burdonelli.
Nope.
Who?
You'll get it eventually.
Who's Vattery?
Vattery.
My Vattery's dead.
Yeah.
Time to go home. Tess, you got to tell
Alex.
Me. Alex Van Keaton.
Dang it. Buster Van Halen. How about that? Alex B. Beaton.
I was thinking Alex P. Keaton. Damn, Michael J. Fox. Vivica J. Fox. Everybody, Red
Michael
Fox.
Michael J. Frog. Alex V. H.
Yeah, man. Big one?
Nope.
71.
73.
Alex Van Halen is 72 years old.
I didn't get a single
one offer today.
You're going to get this one.
This is for a candy bar. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna keep us together? Maybe initials, please.
Keep us together.
TT.
Tina Turner. Nope.
Nope. A duo. Oh,
Tony and Tennille.
It is Tony Tennille's birthday.
How could it be both?
It's not the captain's birthday.
You know what was always fun? My dad would talk about it's a fun story to say on the radio. The one, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. My daddy would say Tony Orlando and Dong.
Dong? That's the best.
But then one day, my mom said, this is a total reenactment. You know, Dawn. No, both their names are Dawn. And he says, no, her, his name's Tawny Orlando. She's Dawn. She's like, there's two Dawns.
This is like a comedy routine.
It was like they were doing a Laurel and Hardy back and forth. And I'm like, y'all realize this? Oh. Tawny Chenille, man, she's got to be like 77.
Oh, 78.
How about 85 years old today for old Tony?
Remember the one lady that was part of Dawn went on to be like a sitcom star? She was like...
who was it, man?
She was on like 227 or one of those shows. Wait, am I say those shows, I mean like early 90s.
I love Hal Williams. Hal and the Williams. Grandma from Don't Be a Menace was in 227.
Plus, he was also freaking Smitty from Smitty and Hoppy on Damn San Francisco.
Oh, happy heavenly birthday, Don Rickles.
Oh, my God.
The original Roastmaster.
I think he is in heaven because a lot of things he said were crass, but if you make more people laugh than you make mad, I think you're doing a joy to this world, a service and such. God. At least I hope it's that way.
He was great. 99 years old he would have been. Also, Sonny Liston.
Man.
Yep.
He must have been like, it was going to be like 116.
93 years old for Sonny Liston.
Close.
This gentleman was president. He allegedly put tunnels in the White House.
Roosevelt.
He beat Dewey.
Truman.
There he is.
Harry ass Truman.
Would have been 141 years old today.
My God.
He was old when he won.
I think Grandma Moses is the one who put those tunnels there, to be honest.
Those aren't worth money, right? Dewey beats Truman. The papers. Even if you had the original.
I have no idea.
I don't even know what paper was it. Chicago, maybe Tribune.
It was the Chicago Tribune, but it was like the biggest gaffe in printing.
Yep.
But then you realized,
besides Billy Ripken,
like with this old blank face, with like the what was it? The who was it that came forward and said, "Yeah, every year we make T-shirts for both teams winning the Super Bowl." I can't remember. Sports Salem Sportswear. They're like, yeah, we make them. They're like, well, what do you do with the old ones? We send them to Haiti. So there's people over there that are, their narrative is, yeah, the Steelers won that Super Bowl.
Or they think the Bills are the greatest team ever.
They think the Bills beat them over and over again, the Patriots.
Hey, man, the Buffalo Bills are the greatest team. They're Jamaican shirts now.
They are Jamaican.
Barbecue would have stole Haiti shirts.
This is the problems we have with Facebook fussing voices. We only know a few, and most of mine sound like Dusty Rhodes or Randy Savage or my mom. Rest in peace, hey, baby.
You're a Middle Eastern person that you always do.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
thank
baby.
You for listening. Even through the Sprite Challenge, you all stayed with us. Look, that's another thing of sometimes when you do it live, it ain't going to work, but at least we tried.
Maybe all of us later on in about 2 hours, it's going to explode.
Well,
I'll record it if it happens.
Okay, better. Keep your recorder
ready. We've
been
doing it for
years. Tomorrow is the FOF line, and Fatboy said, this guy got so mad he forgot how to cuss.
Wait till you hear the guy.
Why?
You're going to love it.
Oh, we don't have
time. We jaw jacked too much.
All right, that was Paige. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Get the podcast. Listen it up. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. I beat the song today. Wash your hands also. It is good. Time to go.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.